As the old saying goes, everything old is new again. Case in point, the cassette tape. Those of us who were music consumers in the 70s and the 80s remember those cassettes when they first arrived on the scene. So much smaller than those clunky 8-track tapes. And no skipping or gunk on the needles like your vinyl records. And then came the CD in the mid-80s, and after that, the MP3. And the cassette tape came, for all intents and purposes, extinct. Or did it? The cassette tape is being revived, and a Michigan-based recording label called Already Dead Tapes is right out in front of this revival. Sean Hartman runs the label from Kalamazoo, along with his Chicago-based partner, Joshua Tabia. Sean Hartman joins us now from Kalamazoo. Hi, Sean.
Hey.
Okay, so I went through the cassette era. I remember, you know, carrying them in my car, and it was handy. You could play them in your car, and I remember making my own mixes, working from a dual tape unit that I had. And then CDs came into prominence, and I thought, I love this. I can jump right to the spot I want. No more fast forward and rewinding, trying to find the place. And then came MP3s, no skipping. So why are you and Joshua bringing cassettes back?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. For one, the cassette tapes are definitely right now a very niche market, and I don't see it ever becoming some sort of widely accepted, popular format again. But some of the people within that niche market actually like it as a response to how accessible CDs and MP3s have become, especially with, you know, taking your iPod out and putting everything on shuffle. You lose some of the magic of actually just listening to an album start to finish.
The way that the artist and producer intended it to be listened to?
Exactly, as a full piece of art. And the cassette tape kind of forces you to take that whole package in, you know. You got to rewind it, and you listen to it from A to B.
This is true. No skipping forward.
Exactly. You know, for better or for worse, you're getting the album. And then another reason is that they're just they're very cheap to produce. And because cassette tapes have kind of been passed by the mainstream, you can, you know, go to thrift stores and find decks and units to, you know, make these tapes and get everything done at a much cheaper level. It's kind of, you can even find some in people's trash sometimes for free.
Can't play them in your car, though. That's a problem.
Well, no, the other thing actually is, you know, a lot of college students are buying old cars, and a lot of the cars that they can afford still have tape decks in them.
Okay, so they can play it. How are you doing this? Are you recording artists and then putting their stuff out on cassette?
All the stuff that's been sent to us so far has been recorded by the artist already. There's really no profit to speak of, so it's not like we can afford to pay an artist to record their album. It's all on a very do-it-yourself basis. They make a record that they want released, and then we help them a little bit by lending them some promotion. A lot of times we do the artwork for them and take care of the packaging, and then, you know, try and get it promoted on the internet and get them some extra fans via our website and the fan base that we've built up.
Are these college bands, or who are your artists?
There's a huge variety of bands that we put out on the label so far. We're at 74 releases, and we have releases from all across different genres and all across the world. Try to be a very international label. I mean, we've had, you know, folk releases, we've had straight jazz, we've had experimental, avant-garde, kind of more punk stuff, rock and roll, all over the place. And then we've done albums from Great Britain, from Russia, from Chile, done several albums from Greece now, a couple from Canada, and then all over the United States.
What do you get, Sean, out of finding these artists and being able to get their work out? I saw the term somewhere that you really want to help create a musical community.
Yeah. The label originally started as Josh Tabia's idea. He just wanted to have an extra outlet. You know, it can be tough playing music by yourself and trying to find other people that are interested. So part of that is wanting to reach out and find other artists similar to ourselves where we really enjoy their music, you know, enjoy their creative drive and wanting to help them, you know, get an extra step in getting their music out there and getting it appreciated by other people. So with that, yeah, we're not looking for people to make us famous. We're not looking for people to, you know, make a lot of money. It's all about people who just, you know, have a common interest and a common goal. So, yeah, there's definitely a community created there.
Now, do you only release on cassette or do you dabble in vinyl?
We have dabbled in vinyl. We'd like to do more vinyl once funding permits. So far, we've done 3 vinyl releases, done 2 full lengths and 1 7-inch.
Okay, I'm just curious, who is the typical cassette consumer? You say there are folks who want to kind of push back from MP3s and CDs. So who are those folks?
The modern cassette consumer for these like indie labels like us, I would say is generally more like early to mid-20s, like college age.
It's funny, those of us who thought that, oh my gracious, when that CD came, that's great, you know, it doesn't skip. Well, yeah, it would, actually. And then when the MP3s came, I think those of us who went through my 45s and my 33 and a third RPM albums, I wouldn't go back. I just love, you know, dragging things over in iTunes and making my own playlist. I remember how exhaustive it would be to make my mixtapes at home with my cassettes.
But again, there is a little bit of magic involved with making your own mixtape. You know, to make a mix on iTunes, it creates no effort. But if you're making a mixtape for someone special, it's nice to know that you actually sat down and put the effort into it and really worked on it. It makes it a little bit more special for both the person that created it and the person that's getting it.
That's pretty cool. And you were also planning, what, books and magazines and some visual arts as well?
Yeah, we have one comic book release that we just put out. Some friends of ours from Minneapolis did a collaboration on a sort of experimental artistic comic book release, and that's something we'd like to look into expanding to different mediums in the future, possibly some more books and poetry releases. And then we're talking to one of our artists about doing a video release as well. Actually, we're getting details together for that.
Sean Hartman runs Already Dead Tapes in Kalamazoo along with his Chicago-based partner, Josh Tabia. And their website is alreadydeadtapes.com. So keeping art alive, housed in those neat little plastic shells. Sean, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yep, thank you.